where do you begin to start talking about abuse and hurt and pathology and sickness in the church? I mean, no matter what part of the church we come from, we're living in a time when this has just exploded in front of our faces. It's good that it finally has, that we've had to stare at the horror of it, all the way from the sexual abuse to psychological and emotional abuse and threat, which we have seen in some of our church bodies against anybody who would ask questions, anybody who would try to right the wrongs or the scandals. Our church has had Alice's husband was the one who blew the whistle, Protodeacon Eric, on enormous scandals in our own church, mismanagement of funds and so forth. Where do you begin? So I have to say that I there's no way in just a few minutes this morning that I can tackle this and, you know, put it all together, because I can't put it together for myself yet. But what I thought I could do is that I could talk about first the hurt, the pathology, the sickness, and the healing in one person. One of the authors I listened to a lot in this sequel. And then, after looking at the hurt, much of which she did to herself, but with all the tools of the trade of the priesthood, she found healing. And I want to also share a little bit of that.